Hi there. You're about to enjoy a recording from Wellspring Church in central Watford. You may have found us via our website, wellspring-church.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But even better, why not come to one of our services in one of our congregations? We would love to meet you and encourage you along your journey of faith. With that in mind, do know that we are praying for you, that as you listen to this recording, you'll be inspired, encouraged, challenged, given keys to live life to the full as Jesus intended, and to bring transformation with his amazing love to the people around you. God bless you.
Good morning. So I was asked to share something from the Psalms. And when I think of Psalms, I think of a particular person. If I ask you, if I say the word royalty, who do you think of? Okay, if I say food, you might have something else that you think of. So when I hear Psalms, I think of David. Yeah. And So when I think of when I think of David, or when you think of David, these are all the kind of words that come to mind about David. I know you thought I was going to say something really holy and spiritual, you know, that he was chosen and all of that, but these are the words that came to mind. The shepherd, he was a son, a husband, he was hunted, he was a father, he was faithful, he was a king, he was chosen, he was blessed, he was anointed, he was revered and highly respected. He was a worshipper. He was forgiven. He was loved. He was lustful. He was an adulterer. He was a murderer. Do you think of David as a murderer? You think of all the good things that he is a king. And someone's phone's ringing.
That's great.
He was a deceiver. He sent someone off to be killed, knowing full well that he could have access to their woman. He was a musician. He was a psalmist. He was a songwriter. He was repentant, and he was a man after God's heart. So all of these different words came to mind when I thought of Saul. I thought of the character of David, the real characteristics of David. So we're going to look at Psalms 138 and just a couple of verses in there. And these are David's words. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. The Lord, verse 8, will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. So David, when we think of David, we don't think of all the negative things often. And when we think of ourselves, we may not think of all the positive things either. So we're in a brilliant position because we can point the finger at David. Can we flick back to the characteristics of David real quick? So I can sit from my lofty height and I can say that he was a lustful deceiver. I wonder what people are thinking of me, apart from that I'm beautiful, and that was not a joke, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It's funny that I brought laughter to you when I spoke truth. But you know, we can sit and we can point the finger at each other, and it's easier to do that than to point the finger at ourselves. But this morning, just for the next few minutes, I'm going to give us an opportunity to define ourselves. Because the word says in Proverbs 31 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that our soul knows full well. Okay, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So God designed us and he defined us. If David sat waiting to listen to what people had to say about him, he would never fulfill the purpose that God called him to. Over to the next slide. I mix about a bit. So, yeah. Okay. So here's an opportunity for us to consider that puzzle piece, which you get to keep. So we all have a different shape, and we all have a different position. So I have a side piece. And has anyone else got a side piece? Yeah, you got a side piece. Yeah, few of us have a side piece, but the color may be ever so slightly different. And even if the color were exactly the same, it would not fit in the same place as mine. I have a puzzle-shaped piece which is designed specifically for that whole puzzle, but it's shaped for me. Yeah? So you have a piece of puzzle. What does this define about you? What does it say about you? If we look at the words that I use to describe David, a whole range of words, I could probably select out a couple of those. And to just save you from overthinking, it would not be the adulterer or the lustful person, so you'll see. But there may be other things. It might be unforgiveness. It might be that I judge or I criticize. But the thing that you need to understand and remember is that you were designed and you were shaped for a purpose. You were positioned for a unique purpose. David was positioned in order for Jesus to come, because he came through the line of David, despite all the characteristics that I shared about him. And so you, whoever you are, whatever you've done, whatever your status, whatever your name is, you know, when God thought of you, he designed you specially. There's no one else that can complete that picture the way that you can. It's got nothing to do with your intellect. It's got nothing to do with your shape, your size, your height, where you're from. He destined this. Some of your journey, if like mine, may be difficult. However, David's journey was equally difficult. David, at one point, had to encourage his soul and ask his soul, in Psalms 43 and 5, why are you so down? Hope in God. Come on. And he had to. We have to. There is no difference in looking at David and looking at ourselves. So what is, does anyone know what USP stands for in business? Yeah, unique selling point. So, what is your unique shape and position for service and to fulfill your purpose? You're not just there to look good. You're not just here on a Sunday morning to have a little wave about, sing, have a cup of coffee and head off. And if you're like me, you just head off and miss the coffee. That's not what your purpose is. There are people that need to know that despite themselves, despite their situations, that they have a unique purpose. And your unique purpose is to serve. Your purpose is to worship. No one can worship the way that you can. No one can worship the way that you can, Lisa. And my son, I'm going to call him out. No one can worship the way you can, Joel. It's specifically designed for you. And God has a puzzle-shaped piece in his heart where you fit. And isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Doesn't matter what the narrative says. It doesn't matter what the adjectives are concerning you. So David, even though he had to encourage himself, hide, he was hunted, he is also noted in Samuel, in 2 Samuel 6, to worship. So even though he has all of this narrative, he worships. He worships so crazy that his priestly garments fell off. He knew why he was worshipping. He had purpose. And he worshipped, not caring who looked at him, not caring what thoughts were. Saul's daughter told him he looked ridiculous. And he said, I will worship all the more. And people will tell you, you look ridiculous. They'll tell you, you're not worth it. You're not worthy. Worship all the more, because that's your unique purpose. If you're in a position right now, you're facing a situation, it's because it's part of your purpose.
Yes.
So you see, if I hadn't been to prison, then the person that I speak to that has been to prison, they won't be able to relate to me. I haven't, by the way, other than in employment. But do you understand? If you haven't had your situation, then you'll be able to engage as well with that other person. So you have a position and a purpose, whatever it is. And it's not unto death, whatever your situation is. It's unto purpose.
Yes.
It's unto purpose. So don't ever give up hope. I'm going to go back to Psalms 138. And now we're using it with us in mind. This is not David now. We're very fortunate to have had Jesus the perfect. But we've also been able to have our brother David, who showed us that you can mess up. But you repent. Because Jesus is always there waiting just for you to say that. And then you don't have to go on about all the stuff that you've ever did. He knows. But he chose to cast it into a sea of forgetfulness. Thank the Lord. So I can call on him. And every day is a new day. This moment is special. Because you do not have a monopoly on life. You don't know whether you're going to see the next moment. Second. It's in God's hands. So you embrace this moment. You embrace you, because you matter, totally matter before God. So I will praise you, Lord. I, Angela, don't say Angela unless that is your name. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise, because there is a praise that I give that is unique. That is unique. And the Father hears that sound from me, from you. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple. And I'll praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. His love and faithfulness does not change. For you have so exalted your solemn decree. Now this is the verse, verse 3. When I called, you answered me. David said, when I called, you answered me, and you greatly strengthened me. Because he's there and he's listening. Very quickly, you know the story of Peter walking on the water? It's great, wasn't it? He walked on the water. The miracle was that he stepped out of the boat. Who's stepping out of a boat? You know, walking on the water is great, but who's stepping out of a boat? But I want to very quickly relate, when I called, you answered. When Peter walked on the water, so we're on the water now, he took his eyes off Jesus. And straight away when he called out, Jesus reached down and he pulled him up. So I want to encourage you, you may not feel his hand reaching down and pulling you up. But because he has a purpose for you, just trust him. Because he's faithful, and walk in it. You'll sometimes need a friend, and you'll sometimes need someone to encourage you. Believe me that even in the church, there are people that will discourage you. Mm. I know you're shocked. Yeah, I can see that in your face. But encourage your soul in the Lord. Encourage your soul in the Lord and hold on to your puzzle piece. You have a unique position. You are uniquely designed. You are designed and fashioned in that space to worship God.
Thanks so much for listening to this recording. We hope it's encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've been aware of the voice of God and the presence of Jesus with you wherever you've been listening to this recording. Hey, if you have a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how he's speaking to you that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just email admin@wellspring-church.org. Do get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you. And may God be near you and his peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.